Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that is there for us, Lord, that we lack nothing in your kingdom realities, in what you have done for us in Jesus. And thank you. We can just see this in a nutshell this morning as we see, as we know, according to your word, you know what we need as the big, wonderful Father. A big, wonderful Savior, Jesus, that has made all this available through the power of the Holy Spirit. So thank you for this encouragement and enlightenment. Let it take hold of each and every one of us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 6 from verse 8 to 13. Your Father knows what you need, so pray like this. Our beloved Father, dwelling in the heavenly realm, may the glory of your name be the center on which our lives turn. Manifest your kingdom realm and cause your very purpose to be fulfilled on earth just as it is in heaven. We acknowledge you as our provider of all we need each day. Forgive us the wrong we have done, as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Rescue us every time we face tribulation, and set us free from evil, for you are the King who rules with power and glory forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. So here we see you were all us children at one time destitute, lost in sin through Adam's transgressions. Here we see in a nutshell what we're going to see here is what Ephesians 1 verse 3 and 4 says, that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ Jesus with everything pertaining to life and godliness, every spiritual blessing, just as we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in the Father's love. Amen, man. So in a nutshell, it says we've got a heaven, we've been restored to our Heavenly Father. And being restored to our Heavenly Father, we've been restored to the Heavenly Family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And His name is now hallowed. Because at one time it was a horrible scenario for the Godhead when the children were deceived by the Satan and then fell into sin. But now the restoration has taken place through the Father's love for us in Christ Jesus and what has been made available. So now we can have our predestined inheritance living in the presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in their will, the name written for us, our portion, it in heaven comes to earth. And how does it come? It's so wonderful, guys. This is one of the biggest gifts we have and understandings we need on a daily basis. On a daily basis, what spiritual food we need, natural food we need, protection, just like the Israelites have been taken out of Egypt. That was a pattern again, a type of what has happened to us now in the Father, in the Son, in the Spirit. We can have all sufficiency, protection, and then, as it said, not be led into evil, but be too busy with the good. And then there's just one requirement here, which is so important, and we're going to be sharing it tomorrow. We need to love as we have been loved and how we've been loved. Our past has been dealt with, we've been forgiven, we've been washed, and we are now justified in the love. So we've got to give this to everyone else as well. We freely received this restoration and this goodness. We need to give it out to those around us as well. But we can see this is again confirming scripture of God. Are you in Christ Jesus, who's been made to you wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness? That is everything pertaining to life, guys. So we take hold of it this morning and we are encouraged and strengthened. And then we go into the day walking conscious of our inheritance, our heavenly family, and their great love and their plan and their will for us. That's why we always pray, your will be done, and we experience him. And tonight we can just rejoice, or we can just say, sorry, Lord, tomorrow's another day. Help me to keep my eyes on you, because a mindset on you is kept in total peace. So be blessed, because you are blessed, guys. Everything has been given to us as a free gift, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.